Aylesbury's been here for ages. Buckinghamshire's best known borough.
Aylesbury is a pretty historic place. Aylesbury.
Buckinghamshire's best known borough.
Why Aylesbury, I wonder? Aylesbury isn't just history, you know. It's modern, too. They have a splendid industrial estate. A splendid industrial estate. The bus station, the new shops, the county offices, the registrar's refuge, and the library are all linked together in one massive precinct. Aylesbury. One massive precinct. The sheer brutality and downright ugliness of it all is a very different matter.
Every restaurant menu in the world will offer you Aylesbury duckling. They haven't bred a damn duck in the place for years. Aylesbury's damn duck.
To be fair though, not everything about Aylesbury's so bad.
Testing, 1, 2, 3. Chimps are high and Chimpy here. It's AI, it's 2024. We're going to get through the front door. What a wonderful 2023 we've all had. And welcome to the Aylesbury vs. the World podcast. I hear you say. Who's that?
Well, it's just a podcast, isn't it?
It's Greg, to my left. Let's introduce ourselves
first.
Well,
this is the last Aylesbury versus the World, so we may as well introduce it as we mean to go on.
Well, no, because that was the idea. The idea is that we've come up with a new name by the end of this podcast.
Yeah, but this will be the last ever Aylesbury versus the World. So we introduce it as that, and then we'll say that this is the last ever Aylesbury versus the World. And then we'll say what we're doing.
Well, no, the idea was we come up with a name on this one, and then we call it that on the next the next episode is just called something different.
Well, I'd call this one, I reckon it's a better idea to have this one as the last ever Aylesbury versus the World, and we're announcing that we're doing a new podcast.
Okay, yeah, rather than fuck up the first one by talking about a fucking name. Yeah. Okay, yeah, got you.
Are we going to carry on from here?
I thought that's what we were going to do.
Yeah, no, I got that back.
Do you want to start again or carry on from here?
I was going to call the first one this one, and then the whole episode would be us figuring out the name. That's basically what we're going to do this episode. This is the last Aylesbury versus the World.
Yeah, let's do it that.
And
I'll start then, shall I?
We could call it Aylesbury versus the end of the world.
Yeah, it's the last Aylesbury versus the world.
Start with, so anyone that's never listened to this podcast before and now you're listening now, oops, you come at the last one, but that's great because 2024 you can start fresh and new. And we need to tell you what this is about. We don't actually know what the next podcast we're going to do is going to be about yet, but we know what this one's about. So we'll start telling you what this one was a little bit, but it's not really important.
So we start with the introduction.
Let's say who's here, the introduction. So on my left is Johnny.
Don't hide your lighter under a Gary Bushel. You know what they say? There's no hell like home. I'm Johnny Ribena, and with that being said, let's take the last ever deep dive.
Oh, that's good. You won't be saying that anymore. And on the right is Greg.
Good day or good evening. Bonjour, bonsoir. My name is Greg. Je m'appelle Gregoire.
And you won't be doing that anymore,
well,
either.
No, I might do.
That's going to bed.
Everything's got to go.
So, got to go. Out with the old, in with the new.
Oh, fair enough.
Fire sale.
So here we go. Kill then. That bitch. So 2024... I'm not even going to bother doing what we do. Well, there was a Bucks Herald story I did look up where an Aylesbury kebab house had a 1-star rating, the one next to Sainsbury's. That's in local news.
El Kebabish.
Hygiene rating. But that's not what we're going to do anymore. So this is what we've got to talk about going forward. So we've had some ideas we can throw out there this evening and talk about.
Should we just sum up what we have been doing? I mean, the last good things from the podcast we've done. From the last episode, I heard Greg have a chat with his little brother.
Oh, hang on, Johnny. You're not at all loud enough.
Okay. I heard in the last podcast...
I didn't turn you up properly. Sorry, mate.
Sorry, mate. I heard in the last podcast that Greg did a chat with his little brother, little Christmas brother.
I haven't heard that.
And I did actually think it was quite a good chat. I mean, it was quite heartwarming to hear that he talks over his little brother as well.
Not to talk over him that much.
You did. But the
good.
The actual chat was quite good. So I thought you could maybe do a monthly little brother chat.
Yeah.
Because you actually managed to talk about things you like films and shit, relatively eloquently.
Yeah. Not bad chat. Well, as I said, we were talking about films that we'd sort of talked about before, but we hadn't talked about them that much length, I don't think.
So. Yeah, but it was like a different dynamic.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what I thought it would be. Yeah, well, I thought it was something a little bit different.
Not as flat as when you were with us two and lowbrow.
Well, because I've never seen it. Just... Have you seen that film? Nah.
Yeah, that's it. But you're usually in quite a hurry to move on from the film, aren't you?
And although I would say I thought David Niven was a shock.
What's that?
About... Your brother didn't know David Niven.
Oh, yeah,
Niven
I know. Yeah, I thought he would have. But then I don't know, that might be a slight generation.
Yeah, because I'm a bit older
thing.
And obviously he did go to my school. He was in the year above. So, do you want to have a good Christmas?
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
Yeah, very nice, thanks.
Mine was shit.
Potatoes were good. I sort of had a bit of a like...
Really?
Yeah.
Awful. Wait a minute. Oh. This guy's had a shit Christmas. I don't want to hear about potatoes when someone says they've got a shit Christmas.
Sorry,
mate. Speak over you about potatoes.
Christmas Day, I've been working right up until Christmas, and Christmas Day got up, didn't feel very well, actually, and then went to open my presents. My main present was a dressing gown with my name embroidered in it and misspelled from my partner of nearly 10 years, Joanito.
Joanne.
Hello, I was like, what the fuck? She goes, yeah, they misspelled. And I went, you still gave it to me? She's like, yeah. And I was just looking at her like, what the fuck is this shit? Then I opened the next present and it was a little like crappy tin... box that you put money in every time you fart. It said fart box on it, and I looked at it and went, what the fuck is that?
That's like a Secret Santa gift.
Yeah, I know. It's sort of lower than that. No, the next one was secret. I opened it and it was like a cheap funny sumo game where you hook it around your belt and you try and squat down and pick things up.
I saw that in Boots half price.
Shit. And then I thought, oh, there's a big box. And I thought, oh, at least I got some trainers. She's probably given Kishan a call. Got me some trainers. Opened it up. It was two tins of pickled onions, one called Arse Blaster and one called Fart Master, and then two little bits of cheese and some crackers. So I just sat there, got really annoyed and went, fuck this, and I went to bed.
Did you ask for anything, though? Was there anything you specifically wanted?
I didn't
wanted?
Ask for that shit.
No, but... It's sometimes really hard to get people gifts. So
yeah, no, it's easy. Like she
did you not
before.
Drop any hints?
She rings up Kishan. She goes, what type of trainers would he like for this price range? And then she buys them.
Is that what you wanted then? Did you tell her that? Did you drop the hint for that?
No, that's what's happened before. Anyway, I just went to bed. Then I got a message later in the afternoon, you're coming down for lunch. I just told her to fuck off. And then I got the... and then I got COVID, which turns out I had COVID. So I was in bed for a week.
That's good.
So,
how was your Christmas?
I had a cold. I was ill, like the same as you. Not COVID though. The worst thing about my Christmas was,
well, I don't know if it was COVID. She went to see one of her managers before Christmas Eve or something like that, and then it turns out he had COVID all over Christmas.
Well, I felt rough as fuck. But the trouble is, if I had COVID, it'd been better because at the care home, I could have tested positive and had 5 days off. So I'd have all of Christmas off, Boxing Day, the whole lot.
Or you could have completely cleared out the care home and got a new set of people in.
People in the home did have COVID, but I didn't. I tested like three times and it wasn't COVID, so I had to go in.
Why don't
Christmas
you borrow
Day,
one of their tests?
It was positive. Should have thought about that. Greg, how were your potatoes then?
But they were especially good this year. Johnny's Christmas sounds a bit like Angie and Den in EastEnders.
Why did he tell her to fuck off and go to bed for a week?
But with a bit more swearing. But the after hours one.
Merry Christmas, Ange.
I did see... oh, no, the other thing is upstairs in our room... There's a TV, but there's no telly, so it's just, if I want to watch that, it's just YouTube or whatever. So
that's all right.
Yeah, there's no Christmas telly, so that was good.
Yeah, if you watch YouTube, though.
I did see a thing on YouTube about Bonnie Tyler. Apparently at Christmas, you can offer a quality street, and she says, no, thank you very much. You can offer her roses, and she'll tell you to fuck right off. Even if you try and give her celebrations, she'll headbutt you through a chip shop window. And do you know why? Because she's holding out for a hero to the end of the night.
Greg, seems like you're going into 2024 with a low energy. Mm. Not that high energy we're all used to. Is that because you're worried about what direction this podcast is going to go in, and that you think the fact that there's been too many podcasts made, 500,000...
We haven't even covered New Year's Eve yet.
What was it, 500... Oh, yeah, sorry, we haven't covered New Year's Eve. Yeah, but wasn't it...
Greg, no, it was a quarter of a million.
This statistic. Go on, what was it?
I think it's a quarter of a million...
New podcasts.
In 2022.
Well, they let anyone do them now, wouldn't they?
So we were looking for names and something different we could do, and every single name we looked up has already been done.
Elsby versus the World, has that been done?
That hasn't been done.
Well, that's part of the reason. Maybe I was ahead of the curve there. I've already realised that there was a lot. It's going to be hard to find a new name, and that's why I went the Elsby route
as well.
But also, I thought we'd get loads of new local listeners, but that hasn't really worked. I don't think. Nah. Maybe we've got one or two. It's spread out, I think it's been passed on a little bit. I think it's spread out a tiny bit, but not really the way. I thought just loads of people would look up a like podcast in Aylesbury. I thought everyone in Aylesbury would be going, oh, I wonder if there's a podcast by local people for,
well, rather
for,
than for Aylesbury it, things. You just hoped.
Yeah, that people would just be looking, typing in Aylesbury podcasts. I thought all the 60, 80,000 people in Aylesbury or whatever would be looking for a podcast to listen to thinking locally and go, Aylesbury podcasts, and then find ours.
Do you think you've learned an important lesson in marketing there?
Yeah.
Well, if we're going to do that, we could just call it Taylor Swift, that 16-year-old darts player, COVID podcast.
Obviously, I didn't think that was going to happen, really. I thought we might have some chance. Yeah, I thought by having a little bit more of a niche, you know, making it a bit more niche, it might appeal more people.
The title
and maybe the but then the I don't know how to, yeah, it didn't really work, the whole format of like, oh, well, we look at local what's going on locally and then compare, because
the problem with podcasts is we're already niche personalities in the celebrity sphere, and every celebrity's got at least 6 podcasts these days, and a lot of them are sponsored by the BBC. So you've got to get out there and get yourself known, be punchy.
I think what's even more disheartening is when you think of a name that you think, right, we'll have a new format, new name, and then you think, right, save it for the pod. That can't have been done before. That's quite a funny name. So, and you find save it for the pod, then the description reads this: 4 close friends kicking it, talking about everything from sports to pop culture to life experiences. Catch us with a new episode every Tuesday. And they've done 131 episodes. It sounds like this.
Drinking water.
Lit.
I don't
reduce, reuse, recycle.
Just 4 guys kicking the boots, chatting.
What, really low energy?
Yeah. Like us. So we're thinking, well, you need to have a format of what your podcast is going to be about if you want it to be something different and stand out that nobody's done before.
Well, we've got the format. We just need to change the name. Just pick the bits that are actually good, like have the music at the end and then just put a little funny bit afterwards. I like that.
But what do you want the podcast to be about? That's the question.
Well, I was just wondering what you did on New Year's Eve, really.
Okay, what did you do on New Year's Eve? I'll go first. I stayed in and watched the fireworks. That was it, nothing.
Well, I worked New Year's Eve and I worked New Year's Day. I've got a new job as a security guard.
Have you?
Yep.
Hey. Greg, you wanted to call the podcast the Aylesbury Improvisation Society. What was it, the Aylesbury Improvisation Club?
I don't know,
or the Brown Bear Comedy Club. What were your thoughts behind that? What kind of format do you think that should be?
That was something novel, that was kind of novel that we did. I mean, there probably is a podcast doing that now, I don't know. But I'm sure when we first started doing it, when we did the Brown Bear Comedy Club at the end of the old podcast, at the end of Idol Matinee, we did the Brown Bear Comedy Club. But then we changed the name because some twats up north had a UFC club or something on Facebook called Brown Bear Comedy Club. Not that it was very popular. I'm pretty sure they didn't patent it. But
so have we actually described that we're just 3 guys in search of a name and a format?
But anyway, we changed the name of that little bit that we did at the end of the podcast to the Gentle Bear Comedy Club, because we were worried about infringing on these northern guys' fucking stupid UFC club or whatever on Facebook. But we couldn't get the name right, and we kept calling it the Brown Bear
Club. No, there was someone called the Brown Bear Comedy Club, wasn't there? That was a thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, on Facebook. But they were just some northern fighting club or something, and I don't think... Why were they called the Brown Bear Comedy Club if it was like...
Because it was a comedy club called the Brown Bear Comedy Club, I think.
Was it?
Actually a comedy club.
Why do I think it's got something to do with fighting?
I don't know, I'm head not injury, sure. Maybe too much drinking over Christmas.
Possibly.
How was your New Year's Eve, Greg?
It was quite good, actually, yes. More eventful than last year's, where I think I just sat in with you watching Jules Holland. Jules Holland is great, don't get
me
wrong.
If you can party, you're going to party. Yeah. So tell us all about a party life.
Just went to a house... a small house party up the road. It was quite a civil affair because there was children there and that, so it wasn't like anything too
Epstein.
Crazy.
Pedo party.
But there was still like, you know, there's got a lot of drinking going on and maybe a few other things, but the other things were, you know, down away from the children, and there was no other things going on, just in case the children listen to this. That doesn't make any sense.
Censoring yourself now, are we?
It's okay. The children aren't going to listen to this. And I said nothing was in front of the children, so it's all good. And that goes on everywhere, I'd imagine. Anywhere where there's kids, there's parties like that going on.
I read that clubbing on New Year's Eve is now out of fashion, and either illegal raves or house parties are the way forward. They didn't mention kids. but you maybe you're ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
2024.
Yeah, okay, let's not go down there. Yeah, anyway, there was kids there, so, and it wasn't a kid party, so we did we left at a respectable time. The kids went to bed shortly after New Year's turned, I would have thought.
How did you know they went to bed after New Year's turned?
Well, I don't know. They weren't up when I left, so yeah, so we left at about 2 in the morning, I think, 2-ish, something like that. And then we came back here to mine. That was the plan. Me and a few others, me, Crow, and his girlfriend.
Were you
and
singing?
A couple of other girls. Well, no, there was meant to be a couple of other girls, but then it was me, there was another girl and another bloke, Wayne.
Threesome.
And, no, it wasn't. Was that right? Was that the people that came back? Yeah.
Did something fall on your head?
I was going to say, make sure you get the facts right, because otherwise the listeners are going to write in and say that's not what happened.
Oh no, I wasn't. It just took me a while to recover. Yeah, I did the burn the candle a bit brightly. We came back here and got on it. I was drunk, obviously, but I got a bit carried away with the gear, I think.
Oh,
with other things, and I don't know if to talk about. I don't know if I should talk about this because I don't want to.
Well, don't then.
Well, don't feel pressured into it. Don't. I don't want to feel like I'm forcing you to. No,
yeah, no. There was a girl here that I sort of fancied for quite a while, and I did. We ended up having a kiss. I had a bit of a kiss, which is great. But then I think I may have slightly ruined it. I may have got a little bit cocky after I got the kiss. I think I might have might have ruined it a little bit. But but then that might be quite fun trying to make up, trying to win a background.
I don't think you can leave it there, because if you say I think I got a bit cocky after the kiss and ruined it, that sounds like you did something she didn't want you to do.
What did you do? Did you get your cock out?
No, not get cocky like that. No, I just acted like a bell end. I just thought, I've won her. I thought I've got it. I've pulled her. Now I can just do whatever I want. I can act any way I want.
I'm going to put some of my podcasts on.
But also, we've been drinking. We kept on drinking through the night, but then certain drugs had worn off. The stuff that keeps you up at night had worn off.
What worries?
That stops you from being too pissed, but then it also makes you a bit more brave.
Are you not allowed to say cocaine anymore?
Maybe. I don't know. It's a bit crass to talk about.
2024.
I prefer to sort of just skirt around it now.
Did your brother tell you it was crass?
Hey?
Did your brother tell you it was crass?
I'm telling myself it is. Because I think, I don't know if you should...
Well, that was the last one of... You're not going to do anymore.
I'm not doing it now. I'm dry Jan.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Well, you're drinking alcohol.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but that's December's just alcohol. It's December's alcohol.
Yeah, it's December's alcohol. Yeah,
you did have a can of Crony in the fridge. It was open. You were tempted to drink that.
Yeah, and I tried it and it wasn't as fizzy as I thought it was going to be.
The old tramp's courage.
So this girl, basically were singing a lot.
Yeah, and so I must have endeared myself to her at some point. So in my head, right, when I meet a girl for the first time, or if I'm trying to, pull her or whatever, I think I've got to act this fucking clown. I think I've spoken to you about this before. I tend to do this clown act, and then I do the sensitive thing.
But you go out the room and then put makeup on.
Come in the car, come rolling in.
Beep beep.
Pretty much.
Check out my shoes. Yeah. Smell my flower.
Pretty much. That is
squirt, squirt.
That is pretty much. Yeah. That is pretty much what happens though. So after,
want to hear how I got these scars?
I was being reasonable. I was being fairly charming or whatever when I came back here. I thought in my own head, cool and charming. It's okay. And then,
that's not like you.
There's a disagreement. Someone else had a disagreement with her. Almost had a disagreement. And I was going, hey, yeah, chill out. Don't worry about it. We'll sort it out or whatever. So I was being Mr. Cool then. And then, at some point, and I was being talkative and I was singing a bit. Just a normal amount. Just a normal, lively, sort of fun to be around amount, which is fine. But then there's always a line, isn't there? There's always a line from going,
it's always a line.
I mean, but that's in your head as well. You may have, to everyone else, you may have crossed that line ages ago. They may be thinking, this guy's a dick, but you're still thinking, yeah, I'm cool, I'm fun. But anyway, but I became aware of it. I know when it happened. I mean, obviously, it was when the kissing stopped.
When they were left.
When the kissing stopped. And I thought, oh, maybe I should do more. I mean, I was like, maybe I should do more. I don't know, yeah. Have you seen? Maybe I should act like more of a Benedict. But all I know is it culminated in. So the cocaine. I'll talk about it properly. The cocaine ran out, and
so the line was crossed.
Yeah, but then I ended up doing some ketamine instead. And so on top of the already brave, I was already like acting like a cocky retard. So I was acting cocky, but then I started acting like did ketamine, and then I was being like a cocky retard because I was like really cocky,
like
but
a drowsy. I'll never do that again.
But also like I'd been hit over the head,
like so a drowsy point, horse.
Yeah, so I was belting out Conte. I'm surprised you didn't hear me like belting out Conte Partiro, like full whack. Like the neighbours would have heard every word. And then laughing like a lunatic, but something like I remember Crow saying something, made a joke. It was just like a normal joke, and I was going like. Just rolling around the floor,
horrible.
Like, yeah, just like a fucking absolute lunatic.
Horrible.
And I'm like, and then, yeah, and then weirdly enough, she left. Like, but no, not that I was expecting to stay. I wasn't expecting anything to
do you
to
think
happen.
If so,
I wasn't expecting anything to happen, to be fair. So I think I did quite well just to,
and it didn't,
to get a bit of a kiss. Well, no, I did.
At that point, do you think if someone had pulled out a pair of pliers and just yanked out one of your teeth, you'd have even noticed?
This is sounding like my mission was like, I wanted to sleep with someone. That no, that wasn't it. I do like this girl, and I like the idea of getting to know her better, and I'm glad, and we had a little moment.
Understand.
Now I feel I've got to make up for that. Apologise for my behaviour. Because the last two times, that's happened. The last time I saw her as well. That's why, because we didn't meet up at the beginning of the night. We've met up when we're both smashed. And then we go, yeah, had a good time, whatever. But then the last time, though, I'd sort of did the sensible thing. And I was feeling shit. And I just went, right, and had to lie down. Everyone else carried on partying, doing drugs. I think they ran out of drugs then as well. And then I was kind of grumpy. And the thing is, in my head, I'm like, oh, no. I was so grumpy the last time. I need to be like the life and soul this time. I've realized that just because I feel like a bit uncomfortable inside myself, maybe everyone else is fine with that, and that it doesn't mean like you. I mean, so I think when I have to feel comfortable, if me feeling comfortable makes other people uncomfortable, uncomfortable. It's not worth it, is it? So I think that's my problem. Sometimes I'm like, oh, I need to get drunk because I don't feel. I feel a bit anxious around being in a social situation, and then I just end up acting a bell end and annoying everyone. That's not cool. Like, I mean, that's what happened.
You're finally getting it.
Yeah. So I need to find
to transcend.
It's a fine line, isn't there? So I'm better off just being stoned because I'm less likely to be. I'm just normal then. But in my head, I'm like, oh no, I don't want to be. I can't be around drunk people. Or whatever. But I probably could. I could probably quite easily
going to church.
Be around drunk people.
Take me to church, I worship. Well, maybe what you could do is make the lines finer when you're doing them, and they'll last longer, and you won't hit that fucking bottom.
It's not about drugs and all that. It was New Year's Eve, so everyone was doing it.
I think what you could do in this podcast is every time you mention a drug, just beep it out and let the listener guess which one it was.
I saw the fireworks on New Year's Eve, and most people were filming it on their phones, and they were getting a worse view than I was watching it on television.
I mean, I put my foot in it. I think it was just before Christmas. I was watching EastEnders with Maxine, and Denise was having a go at Jack for sleeping with Stacey Slater. And she said, "You slept with a woman 20 years younger than you." And apparently you shouldn't say "player" at that point. It's not appropriate, and it ruins it for Maxine, who really likes EastEnders.
Oh.
Have you ever heard of Weatherspoon's pubs being called Spoonies?
Denise, so you know what I mean?
Have you ever heard of Weatherspoon's pubs being called Spoonies?
No, spoons, not
spoonies. Yeah, no, I saw someone calling them spoonies.
No, never heard of that.
No, okay.
So here you go. I've got something we'll talk about then, 2024. So I'll read out the films that have been set in 2024, because I was reading an article today and it's talking about The Terminator, where Sarah Connor goes, it's 40 years in the future and it's set in 84.
We come up with a new name.
What?
A new name for the new podcast.
Well, I thought, the other thing we were going to talk about is that what we're actually going to be doing on the new podcast is all
that's probably
a new
better,
name, but you need to
name.
Know what the format is. One of the things we were talking about is you do a book in an hour. So you say you get the 1984, and if you get a Kindle, if you download a sample of a book now, it basically gives you every 10 pages of the book.
Yeah, but without attempting to do that, you don't know if it works.
What we were going to say was, we had an idea of you'd get like the book 1984 or any other book, that's just one we came to our head, and then what you do is you read every 10th page or every 20th page.
What do you mean?
Of it,
just read it out
in an
on the
hour.
Podcast.
Yeah, and then we try and work out what's going to happen between it and make up the story between those pages. Yeah, exactly. That's how I felt after thinking about that one. So we won't be doing that. And then the other thing I was going to say was that's it. That's the only idea I've had.
Why don't we just do what we're doing anyway and call it something else? Have you know, like companies keep changing their names all the time now. I think the latest one's Hyundai, isn't it? They got their new advert where it's pronounced Hyundai.
Oh, of course.
Hyundai,
yeah.
Or like Morrison's.
It's always been pronounced Hyundai, but they just didn't...
Yeah, because we're English,
mate. They just
let
people get it wrong for ages.
We could call the podcast 2024 and just talk about news events in 2024 each week, like the news show they do on the BBC.
It's because I want to see what it says on the tin, but it's got to be something that you can say if you insist on fucking introducing it.
I wanted to call ourselves the Giggle Guys, but there is already a podcast called The Giggle Guys.
And that's really gay.
I wanted to call it, nothing wrong with that. I wanted to call ourselves...
No, nothing wrong with that, but...
Podcast Meeting. No, there's already one of those. Save for the Pod, that already exists. Podcast Meeting is a Chinese podcast, though.
But you're worried about a name. What do you want to do on the podcast?
Oh, right.
What's your USP?
Okay,
give me your pitch, your elevator pitch for
recommend
your USP.
Books, films,
not
movies.
Interested. No.
improvisations with each other. Have a laugh. Do improvisation. Loads of improvs.
We got to the point where improvs last.
Oh, we've done that
less
already.
Than 30 seconds. We don't really talk very well about films. We don't read books.
We don't
and
get on very well with each other.
Let's be honest. What do you say?
We're not very good
half
friends.
Half a million podcasts, new podcasts this year. I bet most of them would have been about films, books.
Or guys just hanging out, having a laugh.
Speak to people. They quite like the format of this because it is like a magazine. We do sort of flick around to this and that, and people like that. So
you want a magazine show then?
We could call it the Juan Show.
Yeah, that's a good idea. You want it more like a magazine show? Where we talk about...
I mean, I'm happy to call it the Juan Show if you do all the work that I do.
So do you want to call it the Greg Show then?
It's a better pun.
Let's call it the Greg Show.
Yeah, no, I don't want to call it the Greg Show, but
let's call it Greg.
I can't call it the Juan Show, but if you don't...
What do you mean do all the work? I've been carrying you... My back's aching from carrying you two.
What about the Barry Watts crew?
we'll regress back to the beginning. Well, should we just go back to Idle Matinee? Idle Matinee was a good name.
It needs to be something you can say to somebody and they'll go,
and
oh,
they understand it. Exactly. It's got, that's the problem with Idle Matinee.
They all obviously zone out when you're telling me to do a podcast.
What about, I've got a name for you. What about the All Day Breakfast Show? Because then it's all day BS.
What about Chicken and Chips?
That's a fucking good name. You just jumped over that one.
I don't know. So I say yours again,
Johnny. All Day Breakfast Show, but we shorten it to All Day BS. All Day Bullshit.
Yeah.
What about Something to Say? And each week you have to come up with something you want to get off your chest.
I bet that's been done. Google it.
Anyway, let's not think about it in a minute. Let me talk about this
first. That is what we're doing. That's what I said this fucking show was about.
Well, I can't do this any later.
Oh, go on, then.
Because it's New Year's Eve. I read an article earlier today. It was talking about the Terminator. In 1984, Sarah Connor goes, that'll be 40 years in the future. And obviously 40 years in the future is 2024.
Now, yeah.
And that got me thinking.
Okay.
I wonder what other films are set in 2024. So I've got a list of films here that are set in 2024. See if you know them all. Some you won't. One's called Hack the Movie. That's anime. You won't know that. Beyond the Time Barrier. Ever heard of that film? 1960s American science fiction film.
No.
A double bill with the Angry Red Planet. That was set in 2024. Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. That's set in 2024.
Is it?
Yep. So is Black Widow.
Well, that's a bit short-sighted. So they're like, ooh, fucking 4 years in the future, whatever the fuck it was.
Yep. And Black Widow is.
So they got an Oscar for their separatist film. Wakanda, what was it called? Black Panther. And it was set now.
Yeah, because the timeline is different in the Marvel films. So Black Widow is, A Boy and His Dog is, that 1975 nuclear war film, that's set in 2024. Carnage, that's set in 2024. A lot of superhero films, for some weird reason. The Day the Earth Blew Up, a Looney Tunes movie, that's set in 2024. Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness.
Are we going to keep these lists in the new podcast?
No, we're not. This is a short list, though. There's not a lot here. Don't Breathe 2, The Eternals, Godzilla vs. Kong, Highlander 2, The Quickening, Ilang the Wolf Brigade, In the Shadow of the Moon, Lake Placid Legacy, The Last Days of American Crime, Leo, Narcopolis.
But when did all these films come out? That's what I want to know.
Well, some are new. Past Lives came out last year.
But most of them sound like they
year.
Only came out a few years ago.
They did. It's weird. All the Shang-Chi, Legend of the Ten Rings.
It's not very forward thinking.
Spider-Man, Far From Home, No Way Home. No, they're not.
It's a massive leap. It's like, oh wow, like, well, yeah, I suppose that gives them an excuse to not have to do too much CGI and have too much futuristic stuff in. They're like, oh, it's 2024, but nothing's changed.
Well, you know that
it looks
film
exactly
as well,
the same.
Greg, Thunder Force, that was set in 2024. The one we watched with the two superheroes, Melissa McCarthy and...
Oh, yeah,
Thunderpants
or whatever.
Forgotten.
Oh, fuck me, God.
That was set in 2024.
What? Yeah.
Just weird. Why would you set films like 2 years in the future?
Yeah. Pointless. I mean, it's got to be... Surely it's got to be like the... It's got to be at least 20 years or something like that, hasn't it? Or 10 years, at least.
Well, shit films like that now come out on streaming services before they're actually supposed to be now.
Yeah. I mean, because I remember everyone made a big deal about Back to the Future, wasn't it? It was when? When was that? 2015, wasn't it? No.
Yeah, 2015.
Yeah, and then again with Blade Runner, because that was 2019,
I think. Maybe.
I think the original one was like, yeah, so it was made in 81, but the future was meant to be 2019, I think, or 17 or 19. But again, yeah, these are like 30, 40 years in the future. That's your standard sci-fi thing, isn't it?
Yeah, and by then they don't really care.
It's something to do with
2 years.
The Marvel timeline,
years.
It's like forward for some reason, where some of the films they set, I don't know why.
Dumb.
So the reason that book idea came about, though,
yeah.
is because Greg was talking about his neighbour wrote a science fiction book.
Oh yeah.
So my neighbour is a friend of the family who now lives in Australia.
And we said we should read some of it on the podcast. And that's when we had the idea of, doing a book in an hour, like War and Peace or...
Oh yeah, do
Animal
that. No,
Farm,
I thought you meant read it at home every 10 pages. And
No, live on the podcast.
Just try and get a gist of it.
And then we talk, get the gist of the story.
So if only we had someone that was trying to be a voiceover actor.
That's what we need. We need someone who can read.
Who could we do? Who's got a good voice and can read.
Grab that sci-fi book. Where is it?
I need to find that book.
All right, so maybe that next week then. One thing... We did watch this week.
We could call it something like Format Hunters and just this year try and find a format.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's talk about some things we've watched.
And just steal other people's... No. So anything I say, we just fuck it off in the bin.
No, Format Hunters.
No, I'm missing
you can't
Johnny.
Do that for a whole year,
though.
You can't do Format Hunters for a whole year, can you?
Of course you can.
No, I want
to... Every week we talk about format.
I'm hoping by the end of this episode we come up with an idea. I don't
want to
be
doing this
all
year. Yeah, but you're
saying
we come up with an idea, but then we're going to try it, and then it's going to work for a couple of weeks, and then we're going to get bored of it. Or it'll work really well and we'd be really famous, like Joe Rogan.
Oh, we were called Joe Rogan Extra Bits.
Yeah, Joe Rogan.
So it's like the Bake Off.
Burnt Ends.
Like, Joe Rogan's Burnt Ends.
Yeah.
So it's like the Bake Off, a spin-off of Joe Rogan Show. And each week we don't talk about Joe Rogan, we don't mention it, but we just call it that. No?
Well, it's call it, very like deceptive. I said, call it Taylor Swift's Robbie Williams AIDS Cancer Dick.
Hey.
Just.
Hey, come on, man.
And have nothing to do with any of that. So, you know, a lot of people say contestants on game shows these days are stupid. I don't think they're stupid. I just think they're unlucky. Unlucky to be born so fucking stupid.
Hey!
I'll tell you what did happen to me over Christmas, actually. I was lying in bed. I think it must have been like 2:30 in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
And I had this... I suddenly felt really, really cold. And there was a guy stood at the end of the bed and he goes, I am the ghost of Christmas future.
And you realised your missus was having an affair.
I was like, what? Like a shadowy figure like with a big scythe. And he said, I'm going to show you your future. And he took me to a gravestone and it had my name on it. And so it was like 10 years from now, 2034. And I was like, what happened to Johnny? What about Greg? And then he took me to this like little flat and there were you two sat on a sofa doing a podcast. And you look really old and fucked. Like with all these beer cans around you. Talking about format and what format you're going to do, but luckily I'd passed away long before then.
Yeah.
So then he just went and put me back to my bed. Yeah, you guys look really fucked though.
Oh, that's good. Interesting.
More fucked
so,
than you do now.
So, Barry, this is a little conundrum for you. If you had 5 girls' phone numbers in one pocket and 6 girls' phone numbers in another pocket, what would you have?
Greg, do you want to answer that?
11 numbers.
Someone else's trousers on, you scruffy cunt.
Hey.
Greg, you wanted to talk about Cliff Richard's new single and his dancing in the video.
Did I not talk about this last week? No. Oh, no. I'm sure
it's
I talked
over
about
Christmas.
This
is what you watched over Christmas.
Oh, no. We went out for a drink, didn't we?
So come on then. Tell us about it.
Well, I mean, you just need to look it up. It's hilarious. It's one of these new albums that comes out when they haven't got any... They haven't got any actual properly released videos, so someone for the album has just made something really cheap and colourful with them just prancing around, and then a few cheaply paid models or whatever.
Cliff Richard's still got it though, the moves, hasn't he?
Kind of. No.
It's great to watch. You've got to watch Cliff Richard dancing in the video.
I don't know whether to take the piss. He's old. Of course he looks fucking weird. But yeah, he looks like you'd imagine him to look. Looks like someone who's just lost their Zimmer frame and is going like, and just stumbling
like
around.
Like someone who abused loads of young men in the 70s and got away with it.
And he's stumbling and around 60. Like looking for his Zimmer frame. He's about to fall over. But he's pretend, and then he's doing dance moves on the way down as he's falling over. That's what it looks like. And then with loads of brightly coloured shit going on in the background and a few models playing like violins and shit and pretending to rock out, pretending to get down to the shit that fucking Cliff's playing. And it's just the same old shit, but it's even weaker because he's like re-recorded it at an elderly age. Like,
do a Cliff impression of him singing what you think it is.
I got yourself crying, okay, I'm falling over, everyone's rocking out. I love it, Cliff, yeah. Play my violin.
The one show. Cliff, you still got it. How can you do it this age, Cliff?
Cliff's sort of like a almost living morality tale of what happens if you try and live like Peter Pan your whole life, isn't he? Blessed, you know, because
he certainly is.
You know the
that's what
the copyright or whatever they've let it or it's expired for. Was it Steamboat?
Really? Yeah. Steamboat, so there's gonna be a Mickey Mouse horror film coming out.
The horror film came out the moment.
There's another thing coming out. Two things already. I get video game with him in.
So I'm thinking,
you know,
maybe Cliff.
What's that, a video game with?
Maybe Cliff Richard is like Pinocchio, the Pinocchio horror film.
Pinocchio? What's that?
Oh, you say Pinocchio, do you?
I say Pinocchio.
Oh,
you say
I'm
anything.
Not the only one who can't speak. We should call it the Can't Speak Right podcast.
I mean, I've heard
copyrights run out on Steamboat Willie style Mickey Mouse, Greg. Over 100 years, you can't hold the copyright anymore. So now people can just make 95. Anything they want, 95.
Ooh.
So it's going to be like a horror film with that Mickey Mouse mask.
All right.
And there's nothing Disney can do
about
it.
Well, it used to be... No, it's not. They've just let it slide. It used to be a lot less. I think it was 50 years. And then it was actually Disney that were lobbying Congress to make it longer and longer because Mickey Mouse was their like strongest character. But now it's not, is it? Their strongest properties, they think, Marvel, Disney, Star Wars and all the other ones that they've got. So Mickey Mouse without gloves on, they don't really care about.
How about Multimedia Meltdown? Has that been taken? Something like that.
And what does that involve?
Well, us talking about everything, because we talk about everything, don't we? We talk about what's going on in the
we talk about everything.
We talk about movies, we talk about songs, we talk about pop culture.
Hundreds of times. Talking about movies, pop culture. Those like the pop culture.
I know,
but
that's what we do. We're not going to change what we just said. We're not going to change what we talk about, are we?
Okay.
Right. We change the name so it fits what we talk about.
All right. Well, what podcast is doing this? Buzzy Whip on stage doing his first comedy gig. What stage doing that? So we start with
Do you notice I cut Buzzy Whip out of the last episode?
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, maybe you won't come out of this.
Maybe you should listen.
All right, I won't do it.
All right, so what, basically, we're looking for a new name and maybe trim off a little bit of the fat and maybe just me and you do it, Greg.
Yeah.
Maybe better. I want Buzzy Whip in the green room, Buzzy Whip on stage doing his first ever stand-up gig.
I wasn't sure, but I thought the Buzzy Whip bit was a bit weak, the last one.
So maybe with that. So what you're saying is we should come up with a name for these cool three guys that can chat in a magazine format and keep people on the edge of their seat, laughing, crying, and stuff.
The Multimedia Archers. Meltdown Magazine.
The Archers.
Yeah, no, we should come up with a name for us, like Jack May or Joe Rogan. A name for our troop.
Okay, yes, okay, yeah.
Middle-aged spread.
That's not bad.
Yeah, and do it like a margarine.
Yeah.
Middle-aged bread.
No, why bread?
I don't know.
The bread podcast. We do our bread each week.
Yeah. I've got a good starting loaf. I bought a Romanian loaf today from the European shop.
There you go. I think we've got the format.
I get special Polish bread from the Yellow Parrot.
So what I mean is,
which is run by Asians, but they sell Polish stuff.
If we do the podcast, we go out performing live, like you said we're going to do, we're going to call ourselves Middle-Aged Spread.
Bread or spread.
I
just want to talk about this bread, but no.
Let me just tell you this. You know when we say, every time we think of a name for a podcast, you look it up. I just looked up The Bread Show and found The Bread Show. The Bread Show is a show that isn't really about bread. And there's two episodes from May 2020. Episode one's 3 minutes. Episode two's 15 minutes. And that's it. And that's all they did.
Look up Format Hunters, because I think we could call ourselves the Format Hunters. Mm. Then we can just do whatever we want. You can make a funny little noise, Greg, but at the end of the day, if that's the only name that hasn't been taken, that's what we are.
There's the Format Podcast.
Yeah, the Format Hunters.
Yeah, I'm looking it up. I will tell you in a minute. No, I don't think there is, because everyone's obviously got a format.
All
when
Day Breakfast
doing a podcast.
Or the Format Hunters.
Well, I'll check up All Day Breakfast. I'll see if that exists.
What about Party Guys?
Yeah, All Day Breakfast is loads of that.
Yeah, but it's All Day BS, isn't it?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter, does
all
it?
All Day Breakfast Show.
Format Hunters is
better. Because I thought you could do that in this, like in the style of, not in the style, but it almost sounds like a morning radio show.
Party Guys, no, that's not there. Trapo House is obviously there. No Party Guys. I think the Format Hunters, so each week for the whole year, we just talk about a format, what we're going to look at doing.
No,
but you just call yourselves the Format Hunters, then you can talk about and do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Oh, talk about
yeah. Because that's the thing. It's got to be a title that leaves us open to do what we do, and then it sort of says what we do on the tin. But
only a podcast host can kill a podcast host.
One thing I just thought when I suggested Greg could meet up with his brother once a month and do the Little Brother podcast. One thing that's worth watching. I only just started watching it, but it's called May the Lord Watch the Little Brother Story. It's a full documentary on YouTube about the group, hip hop group Little Brother.
All right.
And if you're not familiar with them, they're really good. They're from North Carolina, blah, 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 blah. Watch it.
Oh, that'd be good. I'll get my brother to watch it as well. And then, yeah. We can talk about it because he likes his hip hop too.
But they're sort of follow the family tree almost of like A Tribe Called Quest, De La Soul.
Oh, yeah,
Common,
I've got it here.
Blah,
yeah,
blah, blah.
Made the little one that is easy to find.
One thing we haven't done, and we could do, which is a popular format, like the commentary format, we don't do is like watch clips or watch stuff and then talk about it. And you could put this out underneath it.
We could do if Barry would just try a little bit to talk about something for more than.
Yeah, no. What
seconds.
I mean is, we could watch a clip of something. Not saying do it now, but watch a clip of something or watch a trailer and then discuss it or watch a part of.
Yeah,
and then put the some of the.
You could handle that, Barry?
No, I watched the Bad Movie Bible, and that had only a ninja can kill a ninja. Have you seen that one, Johnny?
No.
So if you go into YouTube and type the Bad Movie Bible, he's got a new hour-long show about ninjas in movies.
Oh, yeah.
And it talks about canon films. It's really, really good.
Yeah.
And all the history of the ninja film. But it's very, very good. There's a lot of interesting stuff there.
I was leaving Sainsbury's the other day and I saw this woman do...
Supermarket Stories. That's what you should call the podcast.
Oh, yeah. That was my other idea. Supermarket Stories. Because we do always talk about stuff in the supermarket, but...
Oh, we just pretend we're all supermarket workers sat in having a coffee break.
Could do.
I mean, that could be within it, but I just think we need a name that's us, and then it, because we don't want to call it Tomia or. Anyway, I was leaving Sainsbury's.
We could just call it the Only Made in Aylesbury podcast, because then that name's not going to be taken, is it?
Succinct.
Bit of a mouthful.
I think Tomia is something to do with a Japanese thing or something.
Yeah.
Every time I hashtag it. Probably. But anyway, I was leaving Sainsbury's, and this woman, she sort of reminded me of what's her name out of Game of Thrones, the woman that wants to be a knight.
Star Wars.
That sort of height. But she had a long jacket on, sort of like the fella that was...
Gwendolyn something, isn't it? No.
Yeah. Oh, no. She had a ponytail and like a long jacket, sort of like she was trying to find John Connor's mum in the first Terminator. But she had the big headphones on, and she's walking out, and she went through the thing, and it went beep, 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 beep. And she just carried on walking because she had the headphones on. I thought, she's going for it. So I was watching, and the security guard went for the Asian bloke that was going behind her, and he went, no, it weren't me, it was her. And she's like just walking, but quite fast. And he was running after her, shouting. He grabbed her and took her back in, and I waited, and she left. So obviously she hadn't actually stolen anything. But I thought, what a great technique. Just put the headphones on. Look like you're not the type of person that steals. Actually, it was a terrible technique. She got caught. Anyway, so what are we going to
do? Gwendolyn Christie.
Yeah. Format Hunters, no?
Supermarket Stories.
No,
so each week you have
niche.
New supermarket stories.
But that niche is what, gets you listeners to begin with.
All right.
Apparently.
So if we call ourselves the Format Hunters presents Supermarket Stories.
No.
No, we need to come up with a name for ourselves.
I know you've got a fucking hard on for Format Hunters.
No, it's not the hard on for that. The hard on is for the idea that we actually give ourselves a name so that your mad idea that we'll actually ever do something ever is there like a little, you know, like those fish in the bottom of the sea with the the light in front of their head to catch people.
Oh yeah.
Just like a dream.
What are they called? Forget.
Scuba fish.
Lanternfish.
Yeah, well, let's call ourselves the lanternfish and we just hang around
talk about fishing.
Looking for the dark lantern.
Let's talk about fishing.
God, you've sucked all the energy out of me, boys. I went in a vape shop before Christmas because I was I didn't realise how shit Christmas was going to be.
Yeah.
So I went to buy some liquids and I went in there.
Were you going to drink them all and overdose of nicotine?
Yeah, I'm only 3 grams. I'd have to get about 6 more bottles.
Yeah.
But I went in and the bloke's in there and I went, all right, mate, can I get... And there was a bloke, his friend was in there talking about conspiracies. So as he started, I went, oh, you're one of them, are you? And his mate started laughing, going, oh, come on in, tell me who is it? What? And if you take the piss out of him, they just shut up.
Oh, that's a good way of dealing with them, actually. Yeah. Yeah.
So I started coming, telling him about more different conspiracies. Do you believe in that one, D? And he's like, well, I don't really know. And then they just get embarrassed and shut up.
If you met Noel Gallagher, what would you ask him? I think the first thing I would ask him is, when are you getting the band back together, Noel? Want to see another Oasis gig?
I'd say, why don't you just stop after What's the Story Morning Glory?
I'd just say, go on then, say something funny.
No, I mean, I can't say that because I've actually got one of his songs that's not by Oasis that I think's all right. That's on my Spotify thing. So I can't say that completely, but I did think one of their... The Oasis album, whatever, Standing on the Shoulder of Giants, I think it was, or whatever that
it's
was.
It's not
a bit,
the best, is it?
It's pretty lame. I think, yeah, I mean, they peaked with their second album. So at least they did 2 albums. They
no, I like Noel Gallagher. I was only saying that.
They
but
just stuck it on one.
In the same way that, like, comedians, apparently, the thing they hate the most is when they meet someone, they go, what do you do? And they say, I'm a comedian. They go, tell us a joke.
Give us a haircut.
Just go, oh, hi, this is Noel Gallagher. What do you do? And you go, well, go on, write us a song.
Sing us a song.
Write us a song with the same 4 chords, you dick.
I'm a weather person. Oh, look out the window then.
So why didn't you tell Liam that he was blatantly copying, Monkey Boy, Ian Brown? I'd say, like, hey, that's Ian Brown's shtick. You can't stand there like that doing that. That's exactly what Ian Brown does.
I'll
do what I like, our kid. That's probably what he says. So, yeah, I did tell him that.
And he'd say, what do you
do? That's probably why they fell out.
He'd say, what do you do, mate? And you go, I invented podcasts.
Who, what? Well, I say that. Yeah. Yeah.
I invented the podcast. Well, if P. Diddy can say invented the remix, you can say you invented the podcast.
What do you do?
And if the Offspring say they invented punk or whatever.
You ever listen to a podcast? No, what's that? Well, get ready to have your ears blown.
Your mind's going to go poof.
Should we pick up the vibes a minute?
Yeah, go on.
Let's do your best weather person introduction. I'll give you an example. So say you're a BBC News presenter and you say something like, here's someone who's always sunny. It's Carol with the weather.
So nice.
You've got to do your best one. Like,
that's good.
Here's someone who's always got a cloud in the sky. It's...
Go on,
do yours. Here's someone who's under a dark cloud.
What are you doing?
Introducing
the weatherman or being the weatherman?
No, you introduced him. Just introduce him.
Oh.
And from burning orphanages to burning hot weather, here's June with the weather.
Red sky at night. Shepherd's delight. Let's hope we have red sky in the morning. Here's Carol with her thrups.
Thrups? Thrup me bits. Oh, I got you. I can't help but look at Lucy Wellesley walking down the street on this history, for whatever it is, on this programme on BBC 4.
Maybe we should do that as a format. You just sit and watch TV with the sound off and
my
then
secret
just comment
crush.
On it.
Or call it My Secret Crush and we talk about...
It's not a secret
someone
now.
Who, someone who's not, say, necessarily everyone's...
Gay
favorite,
street.
And now,
crush.
Oh. And now it's time to break out of the Matrix and take a red pill for the weather. Here's Andrew Tate.
Oh, there's a show. There's a documentary about him, isn't there?
Channel 4, yeah. Max, he goes, oh, but you want to watch that? I said, I know everything about that, cunt.
Yeah, and I'm like, it seems to me like it's bigging him up somehow and going like, yeah, Andrew Tate, the real story. The guy's a misunderstood genius.
Yeah, I know. It's just... did you see what he released on...
Hopefully not.
Do you want to... Let's actually... I'll tell you what. Let's watch the video he released on New Year's Eve. No, it's not.
No, I saw a bit of it with his brother talking some absolute fucking
horrible
guff.
You missed the bit. There's him and his brother. His brother's going, you used to tell me off and really give it to me when I was... Then it goes on and on and on, and it's basically an old format, a sales technique. You know where they keep fishing you in? You might have seen those things where they go, do you want big abs? Everyone wants big abs. I'll give you the secret for big abs, and then they talk and talk and talk.
Don't
and talk
you
and
want
talk
big
for
abs?
You want or whatever? Or do you what? Do you want to be
tight
you,
abs? Or,
no? All right. Or do you want to be more successful? Women. Here's the secret, and then they go on for hours and hours. At the end of that video you're talking about, it cuts into Andrew Tate in a different setting, and he's like, what have you done this year? You've done nothing. You didn't join my university. And it's like flashes up. Like, 2023, you did nothing in January. You said you were going to do it. Now's your chance to do it. Sign up for my university course before it's midnight in Romania.
Yeah, one of those aggressive American adverts.
Horrible. What a horrible
one of those
band.
Cheap aggressive American adverts with someone pointing at the screen,
But it only takes a call.
Have you done this? Blah, 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 blah. Sign up today.
Hit a woman.
Hit a woman today.
Hit a woman into OnlyFans.
Well, what a wonderful way to end the podcast, talking about Andrew Tate, to bring it down. We're on such a high this week.
Well, no, we haven't edited yet. I said no one's leaving until we've got our, fucking format and a name.
No one's leaving until we've got a format and a name.
Well, I saw on the news...
Lucy
Worsley Appreciation Club.
I saw on the news earlier, police are appealing for grasses.
Oh, the grass club.
The grass isn't always greener.
What was the ones I was coming up with? Now we're talking. That's gone, isn't it? Obviously. How about interesting? Obviously. So,
you wanted to call it the Aylesbury Improvisation Club. But
yeah,
we haven't done any improvisations this week, and
so you're the one who suggests the improvs normally.
Okay, well, I'll do one.
Well,
then.
I think I quite like the Brown Bread Comedy Club because then you introduce it, do a little bit. He was always quite good doing that Mike Steve compare thing. That was always better than your act.
Yeah,
so
but
you
these are all segments within our whole.
Yeah, it could
show.
Be.
You can't make a whole
show
out of that.
As long as we prepare decent bits to talk about, he can present everything as a comedian, or I can present everything as a comedian, and then we can heckle. People can heckle and go, blah, and then we have a discussion.
I've got an improv idea.
We're open it up to discussion.
I've got an improv idea for you. I'll read out this headline, then you pretend you're the people in it, and we do the build-up, okay? The headline is...
First improv 2024.
And you can start... You can be the family...
Yeah,
you can start at any point you want, but the headline is, and this is today's headline: wind rips London Eye pod hatch open while 400 feet in the air with family inside.
Okay. Right, calm down, Jackie. It's going to be all right.
You're going to go straight from the ripping off. You could have been in there with a family.
Yeah, with a family. I'm saying,
so it's David
down.
Not
ripped off yet.
David.
I'm going to go straight to screaming. You're like, calm
you're
down,
screaming
Jackie.
David Knott.
Because the fuck, you say calm down.
It's windy.
Okay.
All right, let me give you a little bit more. David Knock and his family. What's this saying?
I don't need more.
You do need more.
I hadn't read this bit. David Knock and his family of 11 were left stuck at the top of the attraction, exposed to the elements for 5 minutes.
Right, you be the 11 kids, I'll be David. Daniel, Michael.
Yeah.
Sarah. Susan.
Yeah.
Ruth. Jane.
Yeah.
John. Jack.
Yeah.
Can you feel this shaking?
Yeah.
Are you frightened?
Yeah.
Don't be frightened.
I won't. I'm frightened.
Is anyone frightened?
Daddy. I'm frightened, Daddy. I'm not. Shut up, Dave. Shut up, you. You shut up, Tim. I'm going to push you. I'll push Tim outside,
One
Dad.
One of them's gone. Right, everyone.
By the way, I've just read David Knock was from Bournemouth.
Well, you don't want to keep it. Why is he interrupting improv?
Because you've got the accent wrong.
Oh, don't matter, does it?
Oh, where are they from?
Dorset,
did you say?
The end.
Yeah,
little Timmy's gone. Oh no! Oh,
strong winds ripped the
hatch
open.
Oh no! I'm from Dorset.
Knock 43 told the PA media news agency that the eye began flexing.
I pushed, and one of my kids fell out. I've got 11 though, so it don't matter. I mean, I ain't got as many as that. What's it? 32 kids and counting. I assume some of them's are grandkids, isn't it? It can't all be hers. Her chuff must be fucking huge.
And then it kept stopping as it struggled with wind.
Like her chuff. It's fucking huge.
The observation wheel came to a total halt and wasn't going anywhere at the top.
Is he from Devon as well now? Was it Dorset or Devon?
I don't know. Doesn't matter now.
Dorset's different, isn't it?
I think it's Dorset. Yeah.
That's somewhere. Dorset's
I need glasses.
Fucking,
I can't see my phone anymore.
I just can't do it anymore, guys.
Dorset's not West Country, is it?
When you've got your whole family up there, it makes you slightly anxious. I don't know if I'm going there.
Did you say Dorset or Devon?
No, Bournemouth in Dorset. So.
Oh, it's okay. Yeah, so wrong accent. Never mind. End scene.
Oh. Let's do this improv. So I'm a nurse in a hospital bringing you some hot milk.
Okay.
Mr. Rogers, I've got your hot milk here.
Oh, sorry. Thank you.
There you go. Where do you want it?
Oh, just on my... Can you put it on... Just on my lap, just there.
That's a bit dangerous on your lap. Do you want me to put it on the side
there.
Here?
No, a bit further, a bit lower there.
Well, that's going to spill, isn't it? Let me put it on the side.
Oh, it spilled. Oh, it's nice.
It's only a drop. It's only a drop.
Oh, it's nice and hot. I mean, oh, no, milk. Moldy milk on my crotch area.
There's no point crying over spilt milk, is there?
Oh, is he from Devon as well?
So, anyway, I don't know if you know this, but Fools and Horses is coming back in 2024 on Paramount Plus. Have you heard about this?
You heard about this?
And it's going to have... No. It's the son of... You know when in the show David Jason had a kid, didn't he?
Damien.
So it's Damien.
From Omen.
Nicholas Lyndhurst. And it's just them two in the flat getting up to all sorts
I'll tell you what would be
schemes.
Good if they
it's
went...
on Paramount Plus.
Because they're bringing Fawlty Towers back, aren't they? So it'd be good if them two went on holiday to Fawlty Towers and they just spoke about woke.
You plonkad, Rodney.
You can't say that anymore.
There you go. Cancelled. That's how it works.
Oh, plonkers like penis, and that's like the patriarchy. You have to say, you chuffing, chuff, chuff.
Just because you've got a penis doesn't mean you can't get pregnant.
You piss waddle. Yeah. Hey, Grandad, you piss waddler. A lot of ums out of you tonight,
weak.
Greg.
Yeah, no, because everything's a bit weak, isn't it?
It's all a bit weak. 2024. We haven't discussed the format yet.
Yeah, I know.
As soon as we hit that format, we'll be fucking plain sailing. We'll be on it.
We could call it the Watered Down Cordial Podcast.
Is there an Ask a Silly Question? Is there something called Ask a Silly Question?
Bound to be.
Let's have a look.
Because
format hunters.
Because that does tend to be the thing. I mean, that is our thing that we stick to, your phone with your stupid things, and that is really what it is. Because then the improvs, that all comes under the same thing, isn't it?
Ask a stupid question. No stupid questions. No silly questions. So there's ask a stupid question. There is ask a stupid question.
Not ask a silly question.
Yeah, but it's the same kind of thing, isn't it?
Is there a podcast called Afternoon Delight?
Let me have a look.
I mean, it's a shit name. I just wondered if there was one.
Yeah, there's two podcasts called Afternoon Delight. It's three podcasts. Kama Sutra, Position of the Week.
How about Everything's a Joke?
Yeah, look at that up for you. Everything's a Joke's been taken.
Fucking hell.
And do you know what it's about? It's just three friends sitting around a table and talking about anything and laughing at everything.
Wow.
Fuck it. The more you read about all these podcasts, the more same.
That's why we've got to be niche. We've got to have something.
Like, three guys just sat having a laugh.
I mean, we can't... Unless we're famous. Yeah, unless we're
famous.
If
you can't think of nothing, we're going to have to stop.
Is there a podcast called Fuck Off Cunts?
Let me have a look.
The Fuck Off Cunts podcast.
I don't know if you could call that, though.
We're a Bunch of Cunts podcast. A Bunch of Shit Cunts podcast.
Like the Young Ones, but with more cunts in it podcast.
Sugar Pussy, Cunts and Blunts. Make some fucking Cunt Cave podcast.
How do you find podcasts?
Let's take a step back.
Yeah? Let's take a step back. How do you find podcasts?
Can I just ask you something? Tell you something quick. Cunts and Blunts. Just girls chatting about love, sex, and our shit show of life. Giving advice and tips. Hope you guys enjoy.
Oh my god.
It's cunts everything is just three people. All podcasts are just, unless they're ones that are interviewing comedians, it seems they're just three people sat around talking. Yeah. And you think, fuck. Oh shit. I've just come to the realisation.
We should have started earlier.
Yeah, we really need to start. We should have just stuck with Barry Wock's Crew podcast, that name. And then, or go back to one of our existing names. I say Idle Matinee. But then
that
again,
well,
unless you actually have a format, we're going to have to get one and fast. So next week we'll talk about
this
again.
It sounds like you don't need a format.
Next week, the Format Hunters.
That's a good name.
That's why I think Brown Bear Comedy Club, because then we could set it in a comedy club. It'll be different. I can't imagine there's that many people doing that.
Does that mean I've got to do that voice the whole podcast? Yeah. Again? It's a Roundwear Comedy Club. Welcome to it.
No, because then you can just introduce yourself as someone else.
And here's the person who's presenting the show this week. It's Ben. Hi, everyone. I'm presenting the whole show this week.
If you want, whatever.
And, so we're going to be talking about format.
But you've got to present as if you're doing a gig on stage.
Let's talk about format.
And then if we've got something to say, we actually heckle.
There's bound to be a podcast called The Green Room. Yeah. But if we come up with another name, but we're sat in the green room waiting to go up, and we're just talking about, that's terrible.
Mm. Buzzy Whip in the green room waiting to do his first act. For people that don't know who Buzzy Whip is, by the way, because we mentioned it earlier, it's a comedy character Greg does about a guy who's done too much nitrous oxide and he's addicted to nitrous oxide. So just so you know, if you're wondering what that is.
And he's a rapper.
And does comedy. But Greg doesn't like doing the voice because he finds it deeply offensive.
That's not true. I've just got to be in the right mood to do it.
Don't worry, Greg. You can't get cancelled if no one knows who you are.
Yeah. I know, yeah.
So Luke Littler, why don't we call it the Darts Boys?
So you didn't want to do middle-aged spread. What about the antique shit show?
Well, we're not looking at antiques, are we?
But we're antiques and it's shit.
We're not that old. Come on, man.
All right. No, I was just looking at the telly and it reminded me of the Antiques Roadshow. Just
something to do with Lucy Wellesley.
Why don't we call it Steamboat Willie?
Up Lucy Wellesley.
Tigger's man. Next year. So
come on, man, myself.
Winnie the Pooh, Steamboat Willie podcast.
There's no podcast called Middle Age Spread. And we could describe it as three men sat around having laughs. And
Middle Age Spread, I've got the logo already because you do it like a... It's an actual spread.
Is there not one called Middle Age Spread?
No.
Oh, that's quite good.
Just three men, three middle aged men sat around having chats and laughing and talking.
Rubbing spread on their bellies.
Middle aged men with depression sat and low energy chatting.
But it doesn't really, about nothing. It doesn't really say anything about us, does it, on the tin?
Come on, Greg, you've got help. Taken. Well, I've done the book one, we've done Format Hunters. We've done...
We're basically going to do the same thing and try and get rid of a bit of the chaff.
We'll just call it Aylesbury versus the world and just describe it differently.
Yeah, just three guys from Aylesbury.
Three guys trying to take over the podcast world.
Having chats and laughs.
Three guys from Aylesbury trying to take over the world with a podcast. That's how you describe it, and that's it.
We should still advertise this as the last ever episode, and they can hear the working through that we're not going to be. But we did intend, we did intend to shoot Old Yeller in the shed, even though the podcast was in the shed, frothing at the mouth.
So we're going to do.
It turns out my original that name was actually quite well thought through because all the other names
have
been taken.
Are we going to do Bucks Herald stories still?
No.
No, we just do Aylesbury adverts.
No, we just say we're trying to take over the world. That's it, and then we just talk about whatever.
And then we just do, then we
the
got
name
the
means nothing. Just like Atletico Mints, it means nothing.
Yeah. But we can still have.
But it's still kind of niche, and it's just kind of it's funny because Aylesbury's a shit town that no one's heard of. That was the initial plan with that. Necessarily to be strict about these news stories. Go, oh yeah, we do a news story about the world and news story about Aylesbury.
We could
trying to take over the world.
We could still do Format Hunters, as in looking for different formats we could do. We could still do Middle Age Spread, which would be our band.
Yeah,
that's a good name for our band.
Should we put this to bed now then?
Yeah.
I think that was really
Aylesbury versus the world then. So Aylesbury versus the world it is.
So Aylesbury versus the world is dead. Long live Aylesbury versus the world.
2.0. Another half hour after this?
Yeah, probably. No, I'm not. No, not in the fucking slightest. I need to crack on with some proper fucking voiceover shit so I can earn some money. I don't want to be talking about the job centre all this fucking year.
All right. Thanks, everyone. I've been Ben. Hopefully we're back next week. See you later. Take care. Bye. Have a good new year.
I've been Johnny Ribena. Regrets, I've had a whiff.
Au revoir, I've been Gregoire.
You are going to get rid of that intro, though, aren't you? Otherwise, I'm keeping mine. No. Like, bollocks to you.
Yeah. No, we keep it all.
Best one ever.
Toodaloo. Boom, boom, doom, doom, boo-doo-doo-doom, doom, boom, boom, boo-doo-doo-doom, boom, 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 boo-doo-doo-doom, 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 boom. Boom,
Everyone in the world has got a podcast. We started one just to make our friends laugh. I often wonder if we're on the right path. Now there's so many, it all seems a bit daft. Got a big neck, get yourself a big scarf. Your podcast stinks, go run yourself a big bath. We put this out just to make our friends laugh. Now everyone in the world has got a podcast. Everyone in the world has got a podcast. We started one just to make our friends laugh. I often wonder if we're on the right path. Now there's so many, it all seems a bit daft. Got a big neck, get yourself a big scarf. Your podcast stinks, go run yourself a big bath. We put this out just to make our friends laugh. Now everyone in the world has got a podcast. Skip bop doop 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 da da. Skip bop doop 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 da da. Skip dap doop 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 da da. Skip ba da da doop 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 da. Skip bop doop 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 da da. Skip bop doop 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 da. Skip dap doop 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 da da. Skip ba da da doop 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 da.